Selma?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Hello, good morning, Simon Sansom.
Hi, Simon.
Hello.
Right, let me actually switch off your things, bear with me.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, the reason why I wanted you to contact me is because obviously, first of all, is we don't take any payment details on an email, etc.,
okay.
Because it could be anybody, security purpose-wise. Secondly is, in terms of, so I want you to be absolutely clear, and before we do anything or agree anything, because to be honest, based on our terms and conditions, I don't have to refund anything to you.
Okay.
However... These are the points. So we will charge you for the first night because we weren't able to let out for two nights because of the cancellation. You coming in, and obviously that room had to be redone all over again because it's been used. Now, secondly, is for us to refund for the remaining days. In order, I need an email from you that you agree with that. You will not put any of these details, anything whatsoever, in terms of any reviews, etc. Okay. Otherwise, if those agreements are not met, then I'm more than happy to challenge you, and you can take wherever you like. Because in terms of our, you know, what we described to you, what I've described, what you've seen at our website, there's in terms of accuracy, there's nothing is inaccurate. I've described to you, our first described in the email about the bed, about the size of the bed, the wet shower, etc., and accessibility. So it was quite clear. So I just want you to be, so I don't want any misunderstanding between
okay.
me and yourself.
So,
I want you to be absolutely clear before we go ahead with this. And if
okay.
you're happy with this, and I receive an email, what I've described with the phone, to say, Selma, yeah, that's fine. And obviously you're clear of our terms and conditions, then I'm more than happy for me to take your payments details and refund the money for the
okay.
remaining days.
So let me get this absolutely clear. You want me to not say anything about an inaccessible room because I couldn't get my scooter in properly?
No, it wasn't inaccessible. It was more than accessible.
For whom?
So you're going to... in terms of taking your... scooter in, it was perfectly fine. There was nothing.
It wasn't. I had to do a 9-point turn, and I couldn't get it past the bed because the bed was too close to the thing, and we had to move a chair out of the way.
So if it was the case, you could have said, in terms of, can you move the chair, Selma, or take a chair out because we had a 2 armchairs in there. You could have said, Selma, can we move? Well, because you knew there was a 2 bed. It was accessible to your bed, accessible to your shower. There was nothing. If you wanted to actually drive around your scooter around the whole room, I'm sorry, it is a disability room. It's not a penthouse.
It's not.
So,
there wasn't.
Have a think about it. I'm not here. I'm not going to debate with you over the phone, Simon.
Okay.
I think you're a very, very extremely arrogant individual, right? So, I'm not going to debate with you. All I want to do is, if you're happy with that, what I proposed, and what you proposed,
I'm not happy with that.
Then that's fine. That's fine.
Do you know what I do for a living?
I'm not interested, to be honest, what
okay.
you do for a living. And you are threatened on the emails. And I
I'm not
that.
Threatening. I was just telling you what action
and
I was going
have,
to say.
And you're also going to impose saying that this is what I do for a living, and I am a bigger person and bigger man, and I'm challenging you and I'm threatening you, so you do
You're
what I
threatening
say.
Me.
And,
oh, okay.
and you've done this all your life, unfortunately, and I can sense that. And having a chip on your shoulder doesn't help. It's nice because we have a lot of disability people using. Currently, we have a disabled a guest staying there constantly. Is being used,
mm-hmm.
okay, and there has been no comeback.
Okay,
right, Simon. So I appreciate you giving us a call, and I appreciate if you could just take your time to think about it and let me know. Yeah,
that's fine. Okay, not a problem. I've already given you my answer.
All right, Simon. Thank you again.
Bye bye.
Thanks for your call. Bye bye. Bye.